Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Now, let me tell you why this is a taped program. Because New Life takes off on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We observe that day. And, you know, Martin Luther King, I think everybody, oh, by the way, joining me, good friend, colleague, Dr. Dave Stoop, and Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Hi. Good to be here.
Yeah. Well, anyway, everybody says Martin Luther King had a dream. Well, he did have a dream. He's known for "I had a dream" speech. He had a lot more than a dream. He had faith. He had an amazing wife. He had people that believed in him. He wasn't a perfect guy. He made a lot of mistakes. So did a lot of people in the Bible. Who makes a bigger mistake than saying, "I never met Jesus" three times? I mean, that's a pretty big one.
Yes.
Or who makes a bigger mistake than Abraham prostituting his wife a couple of times?
Yep.
We all make mistakes, but this guy, he made a difference. And I'm telling you, before him, it was horrible, and in many places it still is. Mm-hmm. But we honor the dream that he had, where people would be judged by more than the color of their skin. They'd be judged by, or evaluated, or seen by their character and other things. And so we want to honor him today. We do honor him at New Life. We take off, and it matters to us.
So recently, or this December, I had a chance to go to the Civil Rights Museum in Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Wow. I would
it
think
was
so.
Really, yeah, really interesting, really worthwhile.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Jesus said, number one commandment, when he was asked by the Pharisees, they were trying to trick him up. He says, love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, your mind, everything you've got. And then he says this, second and equal. Kind of like the Trinity, you know, one, three in one. But he says, it's second and equal. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now listen to me. If you have any kind of hatred toward any group of people, that is anything but love. You, if you are bitter in any way toward a group of people, and the Bible says get rid of all bitterness, I don't know what kind of gyration you go through to justify it, but it's wrong. And if you don't have love, then you probably aren't really...
Don't have anything.
You, in fact, the book we're writing, Dave, I said it's everything-ical.
Everything.
I made up a word. It's everything-ical. Because we need to know that love is, if you are healed, you have love. If you are restored, you have love. A person who is in recovery that's recovering is a loving person. Mm-hmm. And if you have some kind of gyration of why you hate a certain group of people,
and something's missing.
You can't do that.
Something's missing.
Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. Mm-hmm. And that's... That kind of is the summation of everything that he taught.
It is. And, you know, children were treated like nothing when Jesus was around. He said, suffer the children to come unto me and don't mess with them. Their angels are in the presence of our Father. And women, he honored women. He worked with women. He appeared after the resurrection to women. He was comfortable with women. So I want to just ask you, you know, if you've got some hatred today, let's honor Martin Luther King Jr. by saying, okay, Maybe I ought to deal with the hatred in my heart. Maybe it's not toward a group of people, it's toward one person. We're called to forgive, even when it doesn't feel like forgiving. Happy birthday, Martin Luther King Jr. We'll be back with your phone calls right after this. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th, great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're going to go to the phone calls here. It is a tape program here on Martin Luther King Day because we take off, and we're going to go to Elizabeth right near us in Irvine, California. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine, thank you.
Good. What's going on?
Okay, so I have been divorced for about a year and a half. We were separated for about 2.5 years. And this was all my ex's. He wanted divorce. He went through with it. And so after all this time, kind of moved on with my life, I the other day came home to a letter saying he's sorry and he made a mistake and he wants another chance. So my question is, first of all, I was very angry about it because this is what I wanted so badly a year ago. And so my question is, am I obligated to give it a chance and reconcile? And if I choose not to, then is remarriage out of the question?
Well, first of all, as we often do, let's look at another thing first. What is different in his life today other than regret?
As far as I know, nothing really. I mean, he just said in the letter that he's willing to do anything that I ask him to, but has he made any changes? I don't believe so.
Well, if I was a man who was wanting to win back the heart of my ex-wife that I divorced, my letter would say, here are the things that I have done. Wouldn't be, I'll do whatever you want me to do. That isn't very...
That's still pretty passive.
That isn't very good news to you. And so I'm just giving you some objective opinion here on there's one thing to regret something. There's another thing to see what happened that led to the regret and want to change. And in that process of change, you realize, wow, if I could undo this, I would. But that's like a little boy saying to his mother, what do I need to do to be able to eat candy again? Do I need to clean out the garage, my room?
He wasn't happy.
Yeah.
He wanted to end things, and that's pretty extreme. Getting divorced is extreme, right?
Yes.
And then to say, oops, I think I made a mistake because now he's away from you. And men do tend to fall in love in the spaces, right? So he's had time to reflect, and he realizes the grass isn't greener, and it's like, oh, it was pretty good back there with Elizabeth. And so now he wants to come running back, right?
Yeah. So let me give you my opinion.
Yeah,
my opinion is you might want to give him a chance, and you and whether it works out or not, it might be a motivation for him to do something for himself that he wouldn't be motivated otherwise. So you would say to him, I'm not going to tell you what you need to do. You need to do whatever you need to do to become the man that would never leave a woman again. Are you with me on this? You need to do what you need to do to become a man that would never leave a woman again. And when you become that man and you get involved in those things, you call me back or you contact me again. And then if I were you, I would take my time and I would see what happens. Because if there was some way to restore the relationship and it was restored based on his growth, a new way of being, that'd be an amazing thing, wouldn't it? You'd be married to the man you thought you were married to begin with. It'd be worth you working through all that. But for him to come back like this, no.
What's going to keep it from happening
no,
again?
No, it's the same old stuff.
Yeah.
The other way to approach it is to say, you know, we need to do pre-remarital counseling with somebody and really look at how we've dealt with the issues from the past and how we would not repeat the behaviors of the past and get somebody who I used to do a special premarital series for people who had been married before. And I've met people who broke up because of it and didn't get married to that person and thanked me for the insight that they were able to get from the testing we did that said it's not going to be any different. But his willingness to do it would be a lot of information you'd want. He may say yes and not come around to it because he's afraid of it. But that takes it out of your hands, where you don't have to decide.
I'm going to modify that, Dave, to say, I think she ought to say to him what I said, and then to say, if you become that man that you need to become, then that would require us to do the pre anything to see.
And you'll be the one who takes the initiative to do it.
Yeah.
Except, Elizabeth, you did ask a question about are you obligated.
Yeah, she did.
And I would say no.
I did, because I really don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't even want to do it.
I know. That's what I was hearing.
I didn't want to consider.
And so that's why I said maybe
this is an opportunity
to motivate him to do some stuff just for the greater good of mankind, right? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so
give him the task because he needs it.
I want to be married to him again.
Yeah, okay. So but you tell him before I would even think about anything like that, you'd need to be a different guy. So you go do that and get in touch with me. Who knows what you'll be thinking, what God'll be doing in a year from now, right? So that's all I'm saying. We'd love to see that relationship restored, but it's not going to be restored just to marry the same person. Because he wants to get married now, and he didn't want to be married earlier.
And when he gets married again, he'll come to the place where he doesn't want to be married again.
Exactly. So the thing is, it's 2 years later. I've met someone else. I mean, we're not like it's not a serious.
You've met someone else,
but you know, it's we're just dating, and it's all of a sudden for him to just very angry about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it.
I don't even want to consider it.
Okay. Well,
I think Steve's idea puts it off.
Yeah.
Right? Because it puts it back on him.
You could just say, I wouldn't even consider it until you did this. So you go do those things and then let me know. But I'm not putting my life on hold.
Right. I'm not waiting for you.
Because you didn't come back to me and say, you know, you did. He did this. He worked here. He's doing this men's Bible study.
Nothing's different.
Yeah.
Except his longing.
I hope that's an answer that is acceptable. Well, I know the easy answer is, you must jump back in and marry him again.
No.
But listen, How's that going to help anything? All right. Take your time, though, with this new person, because I got to tell you, the longer you wait, the more dating, the better it is, especially now that this guy's jumped back into the picture. Take your time. All right? Glad you called. Let's go to Kate. Kate's calling from Birmingham, Alabama. Listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 131, 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Hi. How you doing?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you. I'm calling, I guess, to get some perspective and advice about my 15-year-old son. First off, he has high-functioning autism, which he's been diagnosed by three separate doctors throughout his life. But he's very, very, very smart. Mm-hmm. And we've dealt with aggression with him, you know, throughout his whole childhood, and just angry outbursts, and most of it's focused toward his brother. But now we're dealing, for the past couple of years, with pornography, and he's been stealing underwear. And I don't know where he gets them. I know where some of from where he's been at people's houses, but the amounts of underwear that I have found, I don't know where they all come from. And he doesn't have a smartphone. He does not have a computer. If he's accessed it, he's got something from somewhere else, you know, to access pornography. I found printed out pornography in the trash can.
Okay. So what's the question for us?
His father and I feel like his issue is severe because we can't stop it no matter what we do.
Right.
One of his therapists had mentioned that he had seen before a residential therapy for him.
Yeah.
And when we checked into that, and we've tried to make everything work at home, but our whole house is turned upside down because of this.
Mm-hmm. No, he needs treatment.
Yeah.
And he needs to be out of the mainstream. I will tell you this. I have seen young men his age go to Utah or Montana or places like that into a wilderness program.
That's what we were thinking, and we weren't sure.
I would do that. I would not hesitate to get him out of that school, your home, and get him into a place that might make a dent in his character.
Right.
This is not going to get better if something dramatic doesn't happen. Now, when he goes to that program and he comes back, that's where the real battle begins. Because you've got to have a plan set up where he continues with a great therapist, where he's in a group, a support group.
Accountability.
A strong church program, all of that. And if he's not, he should not be free to do what he wants to do. That at that time, it's at age 16 or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to take control, or he's going to end up in bigger trouble. There are a lot of guys.
That's how his dad and I feel.
Okay, so there are a lot of guys that get involved with pornography, but they don't steal underwear. So I just can't encourage you more to go on the path that you think is right, and don't wait.
Yeah, right now you have control.
We've been looking into somewhere, and we're finding out how much these places cost. Mm-hmm. And
if you have to take a mortgage on the house or whatever, you need to find a way to pay for it. This isn't the time to save money for retirement.
No.
You just have to let that go and do what you can do.
That's how we feel, but other people, secular people, and they're all just like, oh, he has to offend. Before we...
No, no.
You know, they're just saying that this may not be anything, but we feel
hold
like
on,
it.
Hold on, and I'll give you... we'll off the air, we'll give you a couple of resources that you can take care of, okay? You hold on. I'll talk to the call screener. Now, this is where you guys got to be firm and you got to be together. I'll send you a copy of Every Young Man, God's Man for Him. And I'll send you guys Take Your Life Back. It's a handbook for life. I mean, really, it's it helps them to respond to him, not react.
Yep.
All right, I'm glad you called. And this is a great cautionary call for other people.
Absolutely.
Don't let things go any longer.
No, there are some things where you don't want to look back and say, we should have acted when he was 15.
No kidding. Sooner.
Right?
Don't do that.
So trust yourself.
We're all in unity. Usually we disagree on everything, but here we are. We're in unity to do something sooner than later.
Because once he turns 18, you can't do anything.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. Okay. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. We want to help you. We can help you. We can help somebody you love and care about. We can do that. But you have to call us. A lot of people, they're just waiting for you to call so they can help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. One way you could join us this weekend in Washington, D.C. Tell you about that when we get back.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, and it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 15th to the 17th.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I've ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh, and I want to remind you of several ways you can catch New Life Live if you miss us here on the radio. All of our shows are archived online at newlife.com, so you can listen at your convenience and you can see what questions were asked on each program. New Life Live is also available as a podcast and in the New Life app, so you can listen on the go. And you can stream us live at 10 a.m. Pacific time at newlife.com. And if you aren't receiving the free New Life Daily Devotional, well, you're missing out. We email it to you early in the morning, so any time during the day that you need a moment to reset and refocus on God's truth, it's right there at your fingertips. There's a sign-up link at the bottom of the homepage at newlife.com to get you started. Steve, back to you.
Hey, we're back. Thank you for that, Terry. Let's go back to the... Oh, I said I'd tell you about this weekend. You can still get in. It's the New Life Weekend, Finding Freedom in Washington, D.C. And it's for you who are kind of stuck in some behavior or some pattern. Love to have you there. A lot of stuff we do, it's about this or that. This, you come with your struggle, and we're going to help you find the freedom. And it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Just come. Oh, my goodness. To get out of that rut, you can do this. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. new life. And you don't even have a parent, have to have a parent or guardian to come with you. You can just come right by yourself. All right, we're going to go to Carrie, line 5. Here she comes. Carrie, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I believe you listen on Sirius XM. Glad that you do. How can we help?
I have a question about my mother and my father's marriage. They've been separated a year because my father was unfaithful, and my mother has been waiting for my father to return home, and he hasn't. And when she's asked him, you know, come back, let's work on it, he says, I need more time. Should she just be waiting? It's been really hard for her. I'm wondering what the best cost option would be for her.
Jill, what do you think?
Well, you know, here's the thing. It's hard. And I'm imagining they've been married a long time.
47 years.
Yeah, since you're the daughter. And that's a lifetime. A year in the grand scheme of things, compared to 47, is not a long time. But I think she can't be waiting without a plan. It's kind of like we pray and, you know, desire the best outcome, right? We seek God for that. We ask for that. But you have to keep moving forward based on behavior. And if she's just waiting, it's kind of like she's giving your dad just plenty of time to do his own thing. And unless he feels some kind of pressure, like maybe the window's closing, I don't know, you know, he may just take his sweet time and play out all of his fantasies that he wants to. And some guys even are just, you know, especially after that long, they're kind of slowly weaning themselves with the other person still dangling there, you know, getting more and more comfortable with the idea of leaving. And that would be sad to me if your mom, you know, at the end of this, waited and waited and waited.
What do you mean by waiting, Carrie? What is she not doing that?
How is she waiting, Dave?
Mm.
Yeah, she has, you know, plans and things that she would like to do, and I feel like she's not doing them because she's afraid of how he'll react.
Okay, so here's what you need.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Here's the best advice you can give her, all right? There is no negative to her to doing whatever she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She has to disregard his reaction. We tell people in a dead relationship that are still married, we say, you go become the most fascinating, wonderful person ever. Get a life for yourself.
Right.
And that may cause the person to say, wow, look what I'm missing. Okay, so that's just one part of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
You need to tell her, Mother, if you don't do these things you want to do, you are making the problem worse than better. If you're going to be governed by his reaction, you're making the problem worse than better. Okay, so that's one part of it. Second thing is, the greatest chance for him to come back to her is for her to hire an attorney.
Okay.
You know why?
That's something that we've been talking about, but she feels that as soon as she does that, he'll be malicious.
Well,
and
then
he's
going to be
everything away from her.
He's going to be malicious one way or the other. When she has the attorney, if it's the right attorney, he can't take anything away from her. She has legal rights after that long of a marriage. But what it does, it wakes him up to the fact that he can't just live this separate life and not have financial consequences. Why would he make a decision now when it means they're going to have to split everything up? So she's going to become fascinating and have the great life that she wants to live. And she's going to say to him, I'm not just going to sit around and be nothing to you. I'm a person. I deserve honor and respect. And so encouraging her to be a strong woman rather than weak is the greatest thing that you can do to get him interested in coming back, or to go ahead and do what he's planning on doing anyway, and that is to leave her.
Mm-hmm. It'll show his true colors.
So she's got to get on with her life as if she's going to get a divorce without getting a divorce.
Right, exactly.
And she doesn't have to tell him right away. First, get the advice. first start stepping
out. Get the
out,
legal advice yeah. and start doing the things
do
that she wants to
do. Do things to protect herself.
Okay, and so she gets legal right. advice. Maybe the attorney says, oh, well, the way he set things up, you'll have nothing. Okay, so now she's got that information. Mm-hmm. But probably what the attorney's going to say, here's what we're going to do to protect you from having nothing, to having what
and,
you do.
And you don't have to start doing it right away.
I am.
But
just
start making
know.
Copies.
Really glad you called. Got a book to recommend after the break.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Glad you're with us here. Okay, so the book I want to recommend for your mom is Surviving an Affair. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is kind of a handbook for anybody. And then I'm going to send you Healing as a Choice for her, because there are 10 choices there that make a huge difference. And I want to say this to you, Carrie. If your mom, I mean, if there was any way she could get to our weekend there in Washington, D.C. next weekend, she would never be the same. Because we're going to be dealing with what is it that is the big dilemma, and why aren't you living the life that God has called you to live? And it would really help her.
Yeah, she's got to be doing some healing things for herself, because otherwise it's just so painful, white knuckling it, waiting.
And it's so sad that here is this wonderful human being, got a great daughter, cares about her, and she puts her life on hold for him to go do whatever he's doing.
When he puts his life, when she puts her life on hold, there's nothing to draw him back.
Right.
Because all that's there is what he was running away from in the first place. And if she starts to get out and doing the things wanted to do, she becomes more interesting, and he may get interested.
It's like she
again.
Can survive without him. What a shock.
Yeah. And, you know, us men, we compartmentalize. And once we take the wife out of the compartment we're in, she ceases to matter. Mm-hmm. And she's got to say something with her life. I matter.
Right.
Yes. You're the problem. Let's go to Mary. She's calling from Alexandria, Virginia. And she listens on that great station, WAVA. Mary, how are you?
How are you, Steve?
I'm doing okay. How in the world could we help you today? Because we'd sure like to.
I have a son who's 15 years old, and he has been diagnosed. He had a neurological testing. He's been diagnosed with executive function issues. So I fight with him every morning to get him to school, and he won't get up. He has no motivation, and he gets stuck on things that he eventually obsesses over, which in his case is video gaming, to the mm-hmm. point that I remove the modem from my home, and we no longer have Wi-Fi at home. Mm. So I'm trying to figure out how I can help him to get up in the morning to go to school, because mm-hmm. that's the biggest struggle that we have.
Yeah.
And he, I think now after the neurological evaluation, he understands that I'm not nagging at him, that I'm yeah. trying to get him to go to school. But I really would love for you guys to help me understand
sure.
exactly what executive function means and how I can best help them.
Okay. First of all, let me just ask you real quick, tell us about the dad situation.
His dad was diagnosed with NPD, and we have been divorced for about 5 years now. And basically, when my son goes to visit his place, his father locks himself in his room, and the child, he's a teenager now, but him and his other siblings are just left alone to wander and do whatever they want to do.
So why?
And they're giving electronics.
Why do you let him go over there then if it's...
If he's just...
It's an unhealthy situation.
Well, he's not even interacting with the dad.
Right. It's a custody. It's in the custody order.
Yeah, yeah, but he's 15.
Does your son like going over there?
I would think he would like it if he's just free to.
The reason why my son goes over there is because his father gives him the computer to video game and the phone to chat, mm-hmm. and because he mm-hmm. has free Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Okay. So he gets to do things that he can't do at your house.
Exactly.
So okay. you're on your own. So we'll answer the executive function first. I've had kids with the exact opposite. They had high executive function, low abstract thinking.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the executive function part, the prefrontal cortex, it helps you make decisions in life. It keeps you on track. It
motivates.
Right. It's like an administrator in your brain that helps you to guide you through life so that you can, you know, function and grow into an adult, right?
And that's why kids don't drive cars at 14 or 15,
right.
because the executive function starts developing about his age, and it's not fully developed in a male until 26, 27 years of age. Part of what he's thinking at 15 is that next year I'm going to start driving. And I would say to him, no way are you going to be starting to drive unless you've got this school thing under control, and use it as a means to motivate him regarding the school. There's something that pulls the executive function out of recess, you might say, when it's motivated by something that is desirable. And I would imagine that driving is something that's a desirable for every young man. And the fact that, you know, unless you've got school under control,
yeah.
would just kind of postpone getting a driver's license and wait until you really are able to manage that kind of a responsibility. And one of the ways you can show that you can manage it is go to school every day.
Well, yeah, and you know what, Mary, it's not all that unusual for this age as well. I mean, you have some other circumstances, but, you know, this is also where the brain is spiking with dopamine. And so it's all about pleasure and them being drawn towards what is pleasurable and away from what isn't. And so it's at its height now, more than any other time in life. And so I like, Dave, what you were saying. You have to tie it to what motivates him. It's like, okay, you want this? Okay, I need this from you.
Yeah.
And I think that's where you have to find, because just going to school for school's sake, he might not care.
Right.
But if there's things he wants, you know, as a result of school, then he has to go through the motions.
You know, I had a weird thing where I told Madeline, I said, you don't do drugs, mm-hmm. you don't get involved sexually, then school, car, all this stuff, I'm going to take care of you. If you get involved with that, there's a boarding school in Ireland. You're going to go away. Now, she knew it was a little tongue-in-cheek,
mm-hmm.
but what I was saying was...
She got the point.
This is. I'm not just going to sit here and support you in some kind of lifestyle as a teenager that I don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let you do stuff that's going to make me not like you. And so there has to be this motivation that, like, whatever you can afford. You say, I'll help you get a car. I'll help you get your driver's license. We're going to help you be a great, fun teenager who's free. But you're not capable of being free. You can't even... be free in
the
house,
freedom,
much less
freedom
outside.
Is in his hands.
Yeah.
And that's what
yeah.
you want to stress to
right.
a teenager, because everything is about freedom. So if you want freedom, then you have to choose to cooperate. And that's how I give you more freedom.
There you go.
If you don't choose to cooperate, then what you're telling me is you need me to come alongside you and guide you because
right.
you're not capable.
Right.
And one of the things, Mary, that's hard for you is you have somebody that's not working with you, and you can't control what happens at his dad's house. You can control what happens in your house. But I would get somebody to come alongside you. I would get a male counselor, and I would start sending him to a male counselor.
Absolutely.
Someone that you can also have interaction with that can help you appeal to himself as a growing young man and what he really wants out of life.
And I would write up a very formal request of the father to help you with a plan that would change the life of your son. And I would file that with the court. This is what our son needs. He needs to be off of this stuff. He needs to be motivated. Here's what I'm willing to do. And ask and see if you can get some kind of cooperation from the father, whether it's forced or volunteered, either way. Okay? So glad that you called. And oh my goodness, that is...
It's always challenging.
It is a big, big challenge.
Yeah.
Before we go to the break, and we've got a couple calls, so we'll go after the break. But before we go to the break, let me just remind you, if you give a gift to this ministry of any amount, and we really need your help, we will send you Dave Stoops' book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. Now, a lot of people, they just change their attitude. We want them to change their thoughts, ideas, everything in that brain.
Because that's where the real change comes
there
from.
There it is. And as we've said before, it sounds real easy, almost impossible. Dave's book will help you do it. It's all about renewing your mind, transforming your life. And it starts with this book. It's just a gift to say thank you. Now tomorrow, Zach Matchett is going to be taking your questions. We're going to be talking about
that
youth.
Call would have been perfect
youth.
For him.
He would. And Jill's going to join me. And Zach, youth specialist, this is going to be your day. He's a great guy. He knows his stuff. So you call us tomorrow. Parenting issues tomorrow on the program. We'll be back right after this.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. Really glad you're with us here today, Martin Luther King Day. Now, Club New Life's a great way to join us in support. We take $30 a month and we send you a lot of great stuff. You get access. I did the 300th video for the Club New Life video today. 300 videos. How about that? And only Club New Life members have access. $30 a month. Now, if you join right now, we send you these Mylan and Kay videos. You've never seen these before. Brand new. Anger and Love Styles. Parenting Your Adult Kids. Talking to Kids About Sex. 12 questions that will change any relationship. Mylan and Kay are amazing. And just the video library makes the $30 a month worth it. This little set is just our way of saying thank you. Now, Every Man's Battle is every month. It's coming up February the 8th. We've got our marriage intensive the 15th. But Friday, you could join me and a great team of counselors in Washington, D.C. for the New Life Weekend called Finding Freedom. I would love to see you there. Susan from Long Beach is going to be our final caller here today on New Life. Susan, how you doing? You listen on KKLA. We're glad that you do. Glad you called. How can we help?
I'd like some advice on how I continue to show love and stay connected with my 20-year-old granddaughter who just got married to a transgender man.
Okay. So
woman's going to man.
I understand your question, but tell me, I mean, how to love them is you love her. You know, you just, don't lecture all the time. You know, you're uncomfortable, but you sacrifice your comfort to maintain that connection. Because, you know what I tell folks, that let's say this was a call about, well, my daughter just married the worst man in the world, you know. Well, you want to stay connected because the divorce that's coming up, you want to be there for them. You don't know what's going to happen. A lot of relationships don't last. And so I would just say this. Tell yourself, I'll do the painful thing. Mm-hmm. Stay connected with her. Go after her. Love her. Because this may not go well, and I want to mean something to her when it doesn't. But Jill, right. Dave, you guys have some thoughts on how do you love in a difficult situation?
You accept her for her. Mm-hmm. You don't judge her for the choice she made. That you don't really understand the choice she made, and it's not your business to understand the choice she made.
Yeah,
it's just let her do it, and it could be worse. It could be better, but I think you get ready for the breakup at some point, because there's got to be some disappointment in what happens.
You may be the most positive force in her life.
Yeah.
Well, and I always think it's, you know, instead of thinking about all these profound things that you could say to a person, it's really about getting them to talk. And so if you're a person that she will talk to, you know, it's helping her to kind of know her own mind. I mean, she's 20. She's made this huge choice. If you are a safe person, when she starts to have the regret or when she's exploring the ideas, and you know, we're assuming that she is going to have regret. Maybe this will fit for her, but she needs to be able to verbalize, you know, what's important to her, what she believes, how she sees the world, and to kind of be that person that she could bounce things off of.
Well, and being
and
the grand,
reflect back to her.
Being the grandmother, it's more acceptable for mm-hmm. you to ask certain kinds of questions than it would be for the mother
right.
to ask or the father to ask.
You can get away with a lot more.
You can get away with a lot more. So right. so just hang in there with her and don't let her run away from you. Just keep pursuing her and staying connected to her.
Connect, love,
ask her yourself. Questions about her life.
Yeah.
Connect.
Be interested.
Be interested, yeah.
And you're not endorsing what she's doing. You're loving her.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I hope that's helpful. Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Now, I'm going to send you a Restoration Bible, brand new Bible. I'll send you a copy of it, my way of saying thanks for calling us. And I think you're going to find some great stuff in there that's going to help you communicate a path and a process whenever she's ready to hear it. Well, just about out of time. But I do want to say a few things. I want to encourage people to help us, and I want to encourage people to get the help that they need.
And it's mm-hmm. critical in January to stay connected to New Life financially, because there's a big push in the end of the year, mm-hmm. and we did well. And it's kind of like, oh, we can let up now. Well, you can't let up because you got to keep getting ready to manage each month as it comes in terms of the radio time. And we still need your help just as
yeah,
much now as ever.
We want to stay on the air.
Every month is a new month. Mm-hmm. So we had a great year last year. It was really fantastic. And so many people came through and we're so grateful. And I just hope you'll continue to do that. Now, my heart is right there this weekend in Washington, D.C. And I want to tell you that some of you have a lot of things that you want in life, but some stuff got in the way. We want to help you with that. Maybe it's a resentment. Maybe it's shame from something you did. Maybe you're just afraid. And all of those things we're going to help you with. If you'll come to Finding Freedom, the New Life Weekend, Finding Freedom, D.C., call us. If you don't have the money, there's scholarships available. Don't let that stand in your way. But it really could be the beginning of a whole new way of life and a whole new way of connecting. Now, I'll also remind you that Every Man's Battle, it's every month, and then our marriage intensive, where people that hate each other learn to love each other. People that love each other learn to love each other better in a
yeah.
brand new way.
It's amazing how it hits across the spectrum.
And Mylon and Kay are a gift to this ministry, just like Dave and Jill are. And so you won't find this material anywhere else. I mean, it's really transformational. So please call us. Come join us for one of these. But, you know, the other thing is you get the wisdom that Jill and Dave have just by calling and saying, hey, I need a counselor. We've got one in your area. Well, if we do, we'll connect you with that counselor, and you will benefit from it. I've told people before, my wife and we go to marriage counseling every week that I'm there. It's just part of our routine. We're always working.
It's actually fun.
And sometimes, you know, we don't have to argue about something because we got a third party that we can, mm-hmm. you know, we'll just deal with that there. Let her see what she thinks. And it just helps.
I see some couples like that where mm-hmm. it's maintenance.
We get better.
Right. It's like their date is to come to therapy
yeah.
and then they yeah. go out, right?
Well, you know what we do.
That's right. They do.
We do two things on Thursdays. We have a dance lesson and we go to therapy.
Oh, that's
get
really
that.
Date night.
And it really does make a difference. I'd probably be mentally ill if it didn't. All right. Hey,
but you'd be a good dancer.
Yes.
Yeah, I would. I'd be on the back ward there, but I'd dance. We love you. We care about you. We want to help you if you need it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want you to help us. You will be blessed knowing that you're part of all the transformations that exist out of here. One of the greatest blessings of my life for these two people. I don't know how long we've known each other, but it's almost,
it's a long
we're going
time.
On 40 years, yeah. pretty mm-hmm. close. I know it's over 30. And just consistent and faithful and supportive all through that. And that's what we want you to be to the people in your life. And so you call us if you're struggling, and we'll find a book, we'll find a video, a counselor, a workshop. All you have to do is call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We will see you next time. That's tomorrow with Zach Matchett. Jill and I will be talking about youth issues.
We will.
They're going to be tough. We're going to have some wisdom with Zach. Thanks for joining us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.